You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Frank Weber trained as a chef at the prestigious Hotel Management School in Bavaria, Germany. He owned and operated restaurants before he became one of Canada's pioneers in specialty tea retail, co-founding the Tea Emporium in Toronto in the year 2000. The tea chain expanded rapidly and profitably in malls. Loblaw's flagship store at Maple Leaf Garden even featured a loose-leaf in-store concept. Frank also supplies rare teas to culinary establishments and is known as one of North America's top food service consultants. Grocery shoppers have enormous buying power. The channel accounts for 90% of tea volume with annual revenue in the billions, but profit margins are thin. The National Grocers Association reports shoppers believe their primary grocery store earns a net profit of 33%, an estimate wildly off target. In 2023, a year with record food price inflation, the average profit in grocery was 2.9%. toward the upper end of the historical range of 1 to 3%. T-Squared has survived in this rough-and-tumble retail environment as a top-shelf tea for over a decade. During this time, the tea brand expanded, innovated, and evolved without compromising quality. It's great to have you on the program, Frank. Will you share with our listeners worldwide what makes T-Squared such a great brand?
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for the compliments on the company. Everything starts with quality. To me, my background was restaurant hospitality, giving service. I was a chef. It was about the ingredients and what can you do to make those ingredients perfect. And I took the same approach when it came to tea with the tea retail stores that I had. It was always about finding the best quality product and then packaging it and selling it at a reasonable price that you want to come back. When I started T-Squared, it was really no different. I mean, I have built relationships in the industry over 24 years. I've gone to source so many times. I know the teas that we're buying. I have a good relationship with all of our suppliers. And that really enabled us to know and ensure that we have a premium quality product. We then enhance those we have in our facility here. We carry about 140 different types of teas. And then we create these chai latte mixes, you know, with plant-based materials, with, you know, beet and turmeric and London fogs and obviously a lot of matcha and things like that. But when it came to creating the brand, the quality was number one, because I always knew that I could have the most amazing packaging. But the packaging will only sell it once.
Right.
Nobody goes back to buy that beautiful tin or whatever it is on the shelf if the product was inferior or overpriced. And when I started out with T-Squared and I looked at how did we want to position, you know, our products, it had to be premium. It had to be in a packaging that I don't feel guilty about purchasing again. I didn't want to have a tin. There are companies out there that have these beautiful, elaborate tins, and the tea costs three times as much as it should because the packaging is so expensive. And then if you want to buy this once and you're going to give it, you go to somebody's house and you give this as a gift, it looks wonderful, it's great. The second time I'd like to purchase and drink this every morning at home, the second time I'm throwing out the tin, the third time I'm throwing out the tin again, and I'm starting to think, this isn't really a very environmentally friendly way to do it, right? It had to hit all different types of factors. The premium quality, it had to be environmentally friendly, ethically sourced, and it had to be priced in a way that when you purchased T-Squared on the shelf and you enjoyed it, that's why you went back. But you also didn't have that hurdle that you were buying $18 for, you know, 80 grams of an Earl Grey that somebody else could provide you with at half the price. So I think those were the major factors for me. It was obviously the sustainability in the sourcing, the quality of the product, the appeal of the packaging, and then the environmentally friendly way to purchase it again.
Nathalie Bruce, CEO at Lipton Tea and Infusions, the world's largest tea brand, recently culled thousands of tea variations and flavors identified by individual stock keeping units. 8 versions of PG Tips, the company's once market-leading brand, were cut to 4. Quote, "Focusing and reducing your range is everything," end quote, she told UK magazine The Grocer. Quote, "The shelves today are polluted with SKUs that are absolutely useless," end quote.
I would agree with that. There's a lot of choice, but not everything that is out there is quality, obviously.
So let's talk about breaking into retail as a small business. How did you do that?
I've been in the tea industry for 24 years, and it was 13 years ago I decided to change the approach that I had up until then when I was in retail stores myself. I saw an opportunity in the market at the time to bring these teas, that these higher-end loose-leaf teas and specialty teas to mainstream retail, which is something that really did not exist at the time. I mean, when you walked in a grocery store 10 years ago, and even to some extent now, it is still hard to find a premium quality loose leaf tea or even premium quality tea bags. So at the time I set out and I started T-Squared with the mission and the idea to try to bring quality loose leaf tea to a mainstream retailer. At the time, I think we were fortunate enough that other than 24 years ago when I started first in tea and I started to operate some of the retail stores and sell to the consumer myself, that was a very tough time because people did not understand the difference between quality loose leaf tea or for that matter, even between green, black and oolongs and herbals. So fast forward when I started T-Squared, at that time, consumers had undergone an education process by the means of all the different tea specialty retailers that had come to the market by then, including ourselves at the time. It was a slightly easier approach. Now, having said that, selling to large grocery store chains is still a very daunting task for, I think, any manufacturer or anybody in the tea industry that is trying to take that next step, just because the business operates very different than one would think. I mean, as I started out, I thought, well, I have a great product and, you know, why wouldn't these stores want to have premium loose leaf teas if I can provide them, you know, at a great margin for them and everybody should be happy. But it took some time for me to learn all the ins and outs about the grocery store business and what that type of business needs in order to be successful. As you pointed out, 2% margins, 1-2% margins at the end of the road is what retail stores are aiming for the most part. And those are razor sharp margins. So there's very, very little room for error there. When I looked at trying to grow into this segment of the market, I put the cart before the horse, which I was told later by one of my distributors. I had a friend who got me a meeting with Sobeys, and at the time I was all ready and had my wonderful packaging, fantastic product, and had it all worked out in my head. And I went there and they looked at it and they went like, yeah, that's very nice, but no, thank you very much. And then it took a little while for me to realize, what they had to go through in order to bring on a product. Now, luckily, by making that move, I did get another appointment a few months later, and we were looking at a specialty section that they were interested in developing at the time. And so that's how I got the interest of the grocery store chains. But then trying to take the next step is very difficult because you need a distributor. In order for us to sell to a grocery store, they wouldn't accept orders shipped by us direct. They gave me a couple of names and I called them up, and there was not much interest. And to the credit of distributors, and there are different, they work in different ways. The US is a whole different model than Canada when it comes to distribution. A distributor in general is not going to be interested to take even the best product and the best tea in the world into their warehouse unless they are able to sell a few hundred cases next week. I got really, really lucky, and I found a distributor who had a more entrepreneurial and refreshing approach to things, and saw the future and saw the opportunity in what I was doing with the brand and with the product, and the fact that this was an amazing product that just was not out there anywhere to be had. So there was lots of opportunity. And he took us on, and we learned a lot very, very quickly. I mean, we learned that you had to have certain types of barcodes in order to be able to sell to anyone in that line of business. If they were not GS1 certified barcodes, there's nothing you could do. You couldn't even get into the system. We learned about listing fees, which is something that can be a very, very hard wake-up call for any manufacturer trying to break into mainstream grocery, because you need to factor these costs into your margins. You need to factor programs and promotions that retailers need, you know, for the brand to become successful on their shelf. You have to go on sale several times a year. And those were all some really interesting lessons that we learned in order, you know, how to see how these companies function, how they operate. So there is really no recipe for success. You could have the best product. Your product could even be performing very well on the grocery store shelf, but it doesn't mean that it is there to stay. But you could still end up with a new buyer on the desk in 2 years that would look at some numbers and things they should make a change, and the product could, you know, be out again. So it is... it's a very different business. It's not an easy business. I mean, it can be rewarding, but getting into it, I would advise to really be, you know, be eyes wide open and do the homework when it comes to margins.
Going back to that interview with Lipton's CEO, Natalie Roos said, quote, "A lot of value has been destroyed in tea. Before we started, the average tea bag price was 2 pence, which is ridiculous." She then asked rhetorically, "With this money, how can we increase retailers' margins? How can we increase and grow the category?" In some lines, Lipton has since achieved an average of 6 pence per tea bag. There's an ongoing conversation in the tea industry about retailers hoarding too much value and driving down prices in a race to the bottom. Is that your sense of what is happening on the grocery shelf?
No, I wouldn't say we're racing to the bottom. I think there is a lot of interest in, you know, better quality products, but it is a tough business. And I mean, when you're talking about companies like Lipton, the volume and the buying power and the powers of persuasion that they have in a grocery segment is obviously worlds apart from what we might have in terms of being able to support a brand, having listing fees, having funds for promotions and things like that. So I don't think that retailers are pushing for a lower cost product at all costs. They certainly are not inviting, you know, price increases, which, you know, I can understand. Everybody needs to make their margin. But we do see higher quality products coming to the shelf, and we have been seeing that over the last, you know, 5 to 8 years or so. And I do hope that this trend continues. Well, I think that this trend will continue, and because everything on the store level essentially is driven by the consumer. And that is what we have to understand. And that really essentially is the person who holds the buying power. It is the person who decides which grocery store to shop at and who to give their money to decide, you know, if a product is overpriced in one, I might not purchase it here. I might purchase it somewhere else, or I might purchase a different product. So I wouldn't say that retailers are out to, you know, drive down the quality of the product. I don't think that's the case at all. Has it become difficult and have retailers put a, you know, stops on price increases, for example? Yes, that absolutely, that happens. There are companies out there that find themselves with increased cost in raw material, but are not able to pass those on to retailers. That for sure, that has happened, right? But I wouldn't paint the retailers now, you know, in the corner and say that they're driving down the market. No.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.